Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 13th of April. The collapse of talks between Iran and the United States over the weekend has inevitably pushed oil prices higher and equity markets lower. There is now perhaps some clarity about the US aims for the war, which are seemingly broadly in line with reverting to the 2015 treaty with Iran. US President Trump declared that the US Navy would immediately blockade the Strait of Hormuz and intercept any ships that had paid the Iranian tariff for passage. The US military later clarified that immediately meant 2 p.m. GMT today, and blockade meant ships using Iranian ports. That does give a small window for the policy to be reversed. The threat of a blockade jeopardizes Iranian exports of oil, especially to China, and the prospect of a further reduction in global oil supply helped to push oil back over $100 a barrel. However, markets are still retaining an optimistic bias. The price of oil is nowhere near the level required to reduce demand by 15% or so, which is what would be required if Hormuz completely closed. Equities in Asian trading are down, but they've not reversed all of the optimism that came with the announcement of a ceasefire. The effects of higher oil prices were already visible in the March US consumer price inflation data, and of course inflation perceptions will be more affected. That may be helping the relative optimism of financial markets, as this does create domestic pressures within the United States that might bring the US closer to Iran's position in future negotiations. In Hungary, despite the backing of Russian President Putin and Trump, Prime Minister Orbán was defeated in the weekend's elections, with the opposition projected to win a supermajority in parliament. That will facilitate constitutional change. This signals a shift in Hungary's behaviour within the European Union, for example, unlocking loans for Ukraine. While it is dangerous to extrapolate too far from one country into others, there may be implications in the politics of other European countries as well. According to polls, the opposition's support rose, enabling the supermajority, after the public intervention of US Vice President Vance and Trump in support of the government. Politicians elsewhere may therefore reconsider how publicly they choose to align with the US administration. The data calendar is very quiet. There are home sales figures from the United States for March. The housing market is something of a political focus as it ties in with the US affordability crisis. Higher mortgage rates and higher home construction costs arising from a shortage of labour for housing construction are keeping home ownership beyond the reach of a larger section of the US population. The average age for buying one's first home is still increasing. Delayed home ownership can have emotional significance. Culturally, home ownership matters as a status symbol for many people, and it also has an economic relevance. Ownership not only affects things like demand for consumer durable goods, it can help innovation and entrepreneurship, as the home is often tapped for capital when people start a business. There are a few central bank speakers today as well, the ECB, Bank of England, and US Federal Reserve. However, central banks have neither special insight into nor the ability to influence the outcome of the war. It's too soon for second round effects to really be showing in inflation data or labour market information, and these are the areas where central banks do have the ability to exert some influence. So there's not much insight to be expected today. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.